Thank you for calling customer support. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. My name is Joanne, and I'm calling from the Bank of Bennington. Now, we have a customer here who has a charge on her account that she said she did not make a purchase from this company. So we're trying to figure out why they charged her $59.89.
May I start out by getting her zip code, please?
Sure. 05255.
Thank you for that. And may I have our first and last name, please?
One moment. Do you mind if I give your name out? Juanita with a W, W-A-N-I-T-A, last name Moffitt, M-O-F-F-I-T-T.
I thank you for that. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address?
136 Upper Road, Manchester Center, Vermont.
All righty. Thank you for that. I do see that she had recently called in, but she has been canceled out of this. She must have called in earlier, so her account is completely canceled.
But they still took money out of her account. Will she be getting that money back? She said she didn't order anything.
Well, that was, she actually entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a mixer. And in the terms and conditions, before she could even check out, it did state that she would be billed that $59.89, and that because she was enrolled into one of the Bite Hubs, which is actually a meal planning app.
A Bite Hub, okay.
Yes, it was a meal planning app that she was actually enrolled into.
And you had enrolled in that? You didn't enroll it?
She automatically enrolled into it when she entered into that sweepstakes and paid that fee to be entered into a chance to win that mixer.
So she signed up for a sweepstakes.
Yep, correct. A KitchenAid mixer.
Mixer. Mm-hmm. She had, and with that, oh, that automatically enrolled her into
yes,
the Bite Hub.
Yes, when she scrolled out through the terms and conditions and when she actually accepted it, then it automatically enrolled her into those meal planning apps.
Okay, and she didn't realize she was doing that. Is there any way she can get her money back? Because she doesn't want the meal plan.
Well, she does. I can understand that. And like I said, she did cancel. Let me see, did they make any notation of...
Because she did tell me she called, but I'm just trying to help her out.
Yes, she did. She canceled. Now, what they can do is, since they did ding it as a valid charge for her, I can do her a 35% refund on that charge that she would bill. And that refund would be like $19.24 because it was a valid charge in the system.
Because she agreed to the terms.
Because she agreed to the terms and conditions.
Okay, so she can give you 35% back, which would be like $19. Are you happy with that? Because I don't know what else. Okay. All right, she'll do that then.
Yes, ma'am, and tell her that will be refunded to that account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
All righty.
All righty. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that will be it, and thank you so much for your help in this
matter. You're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer service.
You're welcome.
And both of you have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.